31. Mike's fingers wiggled on the steering wheel.
So, where am I going?
Is there anything you don't like?
He shrugged. There's lots of stuff I haven't tried.
Thai? Italian? Mexican?
Jamie paused and frowned.
You're not one of those people who thinks Taco Bell is real Mexican food, are you?
I was able to figure that one out on my own.
She stretched in the passenger seat and put her feet up on the dashboard. So what do you want?
We're in San Diego, he said. I'm guessing there's good Mexican food?
Great food, she said. I know a little hole-in-the-wall place. You'll love it.
Where am I going?
Freeway. Go left.
Mike flicked the directional, changed lanes, and made the turn just as the light flipped to yellow. She waved him onto a southbound ramp.
How far are we going? I'll let you know.
He nodded, and they drove in silence for a moment. You want to talk some more about the code?
Not really, she said.
A few dozen responses flitted through his mind. He could push her for more information about the door. He could be subtle about it and see what she let slip. Or he could try to let it slide for a night and just enjoy being out with her.
Here,
Jamie gestured at another ramp.
Stay in the first lane.
Okay.
So what's up with Mike?
He glanced away from the road. Sorry?
Your name's Leland, right?
He sighed. Yeah.
I'm guessing one of your parents was drunk when picking baby names?
Family name, grandfather and great-grandfather were both Leland. Mom insisted.
How do you get Mike from Leland?
You don't. She pointed at a sign.
South again, she said. Where'd it come from? Why are we talking so much about me? Because I spilled my guts the other night at the bar and all you want to talk about is work? Where'd Mike come from?
Reggie gave it to me back in junior high, about a year after we met.
Mike? That's the best nickname he could come up with for you?
It's a nickname for a nickname.
Now, this sounds kind of dirty,
Jamie said with a grin. It's short for Mycroft. Mycroft Holmes.
Related to Sherlock?
His older brother. Mycroft was introduced in The Adventure of the Greek Interpreter. We had to read 6 of Arthur Conan Doyle's stories for English class in 10th grade. Mr. Jones, most boring teacher ever.
I'm still not getting it.
Mycroft was the superior Holmes. Smarter, more observant, better at deduction, but he never did anything with it. He didn't study or sharpen his gifts. He just used them as a party trick now and then. He was the embarrassment who always frustrated Sherlock.
So Reggie called you Mycroft?
Everyone else called me Mycroft, he said. They'd all been in classes with me for years. Even after I decided I didn't want to be special, I still couldn't help blowing the bell curve, and they all knew I wasn't trying at that point, which made it even worse. We read that story, and they all had me pegged. Hell, 2 of the teachers slipped and used it in class when they called on me.
No offense, but it sounds like a lot of your formative years sucked.
He shrugged.
Get off here, she said, pointing at another sign. East exit. The ramp's almost going to go around in a full circle.
Mike tugged at the wheel and a car behind them honked. He glanced in his mirror and the other driver flashed lights. The car accelerated and pulled around them, roaring off down the freeway.
So everyone called you Mycroft, Jamie said.
Yeah. It went on for about a week, and then Reggie put a stop to it. He just started calling me Mike, and, well, he's one of those guys who can get people to do what he wants, so 3 weeks later, everyone was calling me Mike.
Just like that?
Just like that. It was kind of a double blessing. I didn't have to deal with Mycroft or Leland.
Follow the road around the curve, she said.
Okay.
You're going to turn left at the light up there.
He glanced over his shoulder and tapped the directional again.
I would have figured you as one of those guys who'd make a name like Leland work for you,
she said.
That you'd just own it and make it cool.
There is no way Leland would ever be a cool name. I say this as someone who grew up in the decade of Twin Peaks.
That's what people thought about Hugo,
said Jamie.
And then Hugo Weaving came along and suddenly there's 100 kids named Hugo.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe. I'd name a kid Hugo.
The area looked more residential, but with lots of smaller businesses. They passed a coffee shop, a bookstore, and a small garage. Where am I going now?
Go about 2 more blocks and then start looking for a space.
They don't have parking?
I told you, it's a hole in the wall.
The car came to a rest at a stoplight. There was another coffee shop, a corner store, and a laundromat. He could see a few bars and restaurants ahead, past a street-spanning sign shaped like a trolley car. Around here? She nodded.
It's right up there on the left. If you see a space, grab it.
He slowed a bit. Both sides of the street were packed. A few cars crowded driveways.
So why are we here?
Because I'm guessing you've never had good Mexican food.
No, he said. Seriously, why are we here? Jamie sighed.
Again?
Sorry, he said. This just doesn't feel right.
How so?
He turned right onto a side street.
I've been here a week, and now out of nowhere, you want to know all these little details about me.
I'm old-fashioned,
she said.
I don't like to sleep with strangers.
And that, he said, the over-friendliness, I just don't buy it.
Oh, for Christ's sake,
she said. She undid her seatbelt and threw her leg across his waist. The car jerked to a halt as she rolled into his lap, wedging herself between his body and the steering wheel.
Stop talking.
Are you? Jamie leaned into his face and kissed him, hard. The tip of her tongue darted out to tap his. She found his wrists, pulled his hands up, and pressed his palms against her breasts. Then, just as fast, she slid off him and back into her seat.
Okay, she said. Do you still think I'm here just because Arthur asked me to be friendly?
He pressed his foot down and the car rolled forward.
No.
Do you think I have any ulterior motives?
Well, he said, not the same ones I thought you had a minute ago.
Are you hungry?
What?
Do you still want to get dinner?
Does it make me shallow if I say no?
The corners of her mouth twitched into a grin.
If it does, I'm shallow too.